Scene 2, the Viper's Nest nightclub in Soho.
Good evening and welcome to the Viper's Nest nightclub, exclusive haunt of the lowdown and downright despicable. Leave your morals outside. The audience is ugly, the girls are ugly, even the orchestra is ugly. The Viper's Nest is proud to be the home of E. Phil, and I'm thrilled to see so many frightening faces from international crime here tonight. Without further ado, let's give a Viper's Nest welcome to the woman who's devastated the British Secret Service more or less single-handed. And you should see what she does with the other hand. She's flying back to Berlin directly after her appearance tonight. Our spy in there flies, Miss Marta Hartburn.
Right, to the song.
My fellow conspirators in Eiffel, today our dream of world domination took one step further towards reality. I bring you glad tidings. Dick Barton, special agent, vileless celebrity, and sworn enemy of infamy, is dead. His end was a masterclass in sadism. I think you might appreciate a little demonstration. As I speak to you now, the following delicious horror unfolds in an East End warehouse. My friends, nothing can stop us now. London is ours for the taking.
Not so fast, Carhart.
What's this? Descent from the floor? Ah, welcome, my friend. May I assume from your sinister countenance that you are a fellow disciple of evil?
Such a flawed plan could never destroy the great Dick Barton. A secret agent and tea time radio star could simply climb up the chain, detach himself, and then drop the chain down into the mechanism, blunting and snapping the blades. A simple technique he first used in the mystery of the Maharaja's bunion, if my memory serves me correctly.
Just a moment. You know rather too much about Barton for my liking. There's something wrong here. Achoo!
Bless you. My goodness, I do hope you haven't caught a nasty chill.
I thought so. There's not an ounce of evil in your body. Ghouls, grab this imposter.
An imposter indeed. It is I, Dick Barton, and your cronies have already been rounded up by the police. Ably led by my colourful Cockney assistant, Snowy White. All that remains is for you to give yourself up, Baron.
Never.
Don't worry, boss. I've got him covered.
Ah, my second loyal assistant, Jock Anderson. They breed him tough in Bonnie's Scotland, but they'll sleep safer in Abergavenny tonight, knowing you're behind bars, Baron.
Abergavenny's in Wales, Chief.
Same sort of thing, though.
Come along, Baron.
I'll be back. You and your colourful working-class sidekicks haven't seen the last of me.
Harry Splatt, The Times. Once again, you've cheated death and thwarted evil, Mr. Barton. How do you do it?
Yeah, what's your secret, Barton?
Well, we'll be hearing about this case on your radio show.
Any message to inspire the people of Britain in these dark times?
My goodness me, what I do isn't so extraordinary. I'm only doing what Bartons have always done down the centuries.
And that is sing. Hax Hublet. Telephone rings. Ring, ring.
Will you excuse me? Barton here.
Colonel Gardner here, British Intelligence.
What can I do for you, Colonel?
I have a mission for you. A matter of tip-top priority. We're losing too many of our agents to the ruthless spy, Marta Hartburn. We want you to travel to Berlin incognito and put an end to her hanky-panky.
I'm at the Viper's Nest. Marta was here half an hour ago.
She's one of Eiffel's most valuable weapons. They'll be whisking her back to Berlin even as we speak. You must go after her, but for heaven's sake, don't let anyone know you're on the case.
I get the picture. Anything else?
Secret agents Roger and Wilco send their regards.
Roger and Wilco?
Over and out.
Snowy's on his way, sir. They're having a bit of trouble getting Scarhart into the police station. A gang of wolves escaped from London Zoo and tried to mount a rescue raid.
Extraordinary. But never mind about that. Colonel Gardner is sending me to Berlin on a top secret mission. I want you and Snowy to cover for me. No one must know I've left the country. No one must even know I've left the house. I want you to tell anyone who asks that I'm in bed with a nasty cold. Do you understand?
A nasty cold? I think I've got that, DB.
Excellent. Then the security of the nation is safe in your hands.
And so our hero sets out on the most perilous mission of his career, deep into the heart of enemy territory. Meanwhile, British justice is swift and terrible to those who break its laws, and Baron Scarter and his gang soon find themselves sentenced to hard labour on Dartmoor.